We give you thanks. We give you praise. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your mighty power that is at work in this crusade. For these nights that we will be here, we give you thanks for the Holy Spirit. We welcome your angels. Welcome supernatural power, salvation, and the blood of Jesus to perform wonders in our midst. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. If you have a seat, or if you don't have a seat, just remain where you are. First of all, I want to thank our pastors for welcoming us to your wonderful city. What a blessing it is to be here. Thank you for welcoming us. If you have not welcomed us, we could not come here. Amen. We also want to thank our Chebi Hini, who is here tonight. Thank you for welcoming us to your city. If you have also not opened your arms to welcome us, we could not be here. We also thank our Ochi Hini for welcoming us to the city. And his wife, I believe, is present with us. Thank you very much for your presence. God bless you. Thank you for warmly welcoming us to your wonderful and famous town. Tonight is the beginning of miracles in your life. How many believe that Jesus is visiting you in Chebi? Hallelujah. Tonight I'm preaching an important message entitled, How Can We Escape If We Neglect So Great a Salvation? In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us. Sometimes people have a great opportunity for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, but they don't take the chance that they have. In Luke chapter 6, the Bible says, in those days, Jesus went to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. And when it was day, he called his disciples and he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Simon, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which was also the traitor.
Now, any Simon, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew, Thomas, Judas,
wow. Tonight I'm also preaching about Judas. Because Judas is somebody who had a great opportunity for salvation. Judas was invited personally by Jesus.
Judas, yes, Christ will not turn inside a friend.
Most of us, we have just heard of Jesus. Has Jesus been to your house before?
Yes, about you.
To come and invite you to be part of his cabinet. Judas was personally selected.
Judas, there, yes, sir, that is, you know.
And today he is in hell.
Now,
even though he had a personal invitation to come to be with Jesus, there are many people who have a real opportunity to know God and to be saved, but they neglect this great opportunity. And so you cannot blame God or you cannot blame Jesus when you go to hell. I have never seen Jesus. I only believe in him. Blessed are those who have not seen but they believe. Judas also saw Jesus. He sat down to eat with Jesus. He traveled with Jesus. He had everything. You read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Judas was there personally when Jesus was saying all those words.
John.
Every miracle that Jesus did, Judas was there. When Jesus opened the eyes of the man who was born blind, Judas was there. The man by the pool of Bethesda who had been there for 38 years, whom Jesus healed, Judas was standing there.
Papa no so anu oda subru a eye Bethesda ho no anu adi emfishia aduasa ngoche ho ho no ebra yesan ya na Judas e wo bi.
The woman who was bleeding for 12 years, whom Jesus healed, the woman who came to touch Jesus, who was bleeding for 12 years, Judas was standing there when the miracle happened. When Jesus healed the man who was mad, who was naked, and living in the cemetery, whom nobody could catch, nobody could bind, nobody could take him to a hospital, Judas was standing there when the madman got well and gave a testimony. Judas was watching. When Jesus was going by the city of Nain and he saw a woman going to bury her only son, and Jesus raised the boy from the dead in front of the mother, and during the funeral, Judas was there watching at the ringside. Judas was there.
Now, Ebra, yes, Christ, we now can also ever name. No one who, Mammy Bia, Opa, see, Nebaba, compare. na Jesus Christo shi ano na oma abrante ne soli free awufuo mu no saa kwan ne so no na Judas wo gina ho bi.
When Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus was dead and Jesus came there after 4 days, Judas, the man Lazarus has been buried in the cemetery. Today is what? Today is what day? Saturday. The man was buried on Tuesday or Monday. 4 days later, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 4 days passed. Jesus arrived on Saturday. So he has been buried on Monday. And Jesus came to town. And when Jesus came, he said, where is the cemetery? Where is the cemetery? And they took Jesus to the cemetery. And Jesus said, which is the grave? Dig this one. Dig it out. Bring the body out. Oh, yes. Judas was standing there. Judas was watching. None of us have seen this before.
And that, yes, Christ will tell us, and I'm down for Lazarus, Ewu. Now, you have a catcher and they say, well, we know what you're trying to say. Just some see a D and a nine answer, and I'll call. And they are the bank, and they are memory that. Not just say, yes, here, a blank, you know, a drawdown. And now, a touch, and now, yes, Christ will go be all a memory that is saying, no. Or quite near Sieno, always see ya. Yes, Christ will call us, moon to Funo, moon to Funami, who the Ecos war. Not Apleno, not Judas, it's not movie.
Judas saw Lazarus rising from the dead.
Judas, Lazarus said, oh, free, from, sorry.
And this Judas,
now, sir, Judas
missed his salvation. He himself saw that Jesus was not a mere man. But still, he couldn't be saved. And he went to hell. That's why the Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great way of salvation? How can you escape? How many of you want to escape salvation? How many want to miss your salvation? How many want to go to hell?
Hey!
How many want to follow Judas? Nobody. Then listen very carefully. Because the opportunity that Judas had, you haven't even had it. Judas had a higher opportunity than you.
Now, if we say Judas,
why did Judas lose his salvation? How many want to know why Judas lost his salvation? Judas lost the opportunity because he allowed the devil to get into his heart. In John chapter 11, the Bible says that now before the feast of the Passover, the supper being ended, the devil having put into the heart of Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus, and after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, that thou doest, do it quickly. So the devil entered into Judas. Tonight, how many are going to allow the devil to enter into your heart? That is why Jesus says, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. To come into your heart. Because for many people, the devil is in the heart. In the heart. What is it like when the devil is in your heart? When the devil is in your heart, all that you want is money. When the devil is in your heart, all that you want is money. Money becomes your God. When the devil entered into Judah's heart, the Bible says in Matthew 26, then one of the 12 called Judas went to the high priest and said, what will you give me if I deliver him? And they covenanted 30 pieces of silver, which is 30,000 Ghana cedis.
Now, Abraham, some Ewa, Judas, Akumemuno, Okame, Jos, and by Etia, Dionysian one, or saying up, Bema, your friend, no, Judas, I know, can't a snap one, no, or if you did not occur or so for penny in chain, nor catch them and say, and then I'll never mamma send me Jane Wood in the mamma. Now, Omoye, a pam, a say, on the mano, see, capture, and you are son.
Tonight,
30,000.
For some people, even only 3,000. Some people, 300 cedis. There are some people, 30 cedis. You give up your salvation. You become a traitor. Few people have seen the devil. Few. But you can see the effect of the devil. For the devil himself, you are not likely to see him standing there. When the devil entered into Judas, what happened to Judas? Did his face change? Did his color change? Did his height change? What did he do? He went looking for money at the expense of everything else. Tonight, God is calling you to understand that there is no amount of anything that you can give in exchange for your soul. Jesus said,
yes, Christ will say,
what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If you get all the money in the world, what are you still going to do with it? Yes. How long can you chop it? One day I was in Nigeria.
That could be number one, Nigeria.
And I was staying at a hotel in the middle of Nigeria. And they showed me a certain house. And they said, this house, there was a man staying there. And in the house, he had poly tanks. For water. So you see the house, a beautiful house, and then the poly tanks, a lot of them up for water. Water was coming. Not knowing that there was no water in the poly tank. No, not even one. So everybody was seeing the poly tank. Do you know what is in a poly tank? Dollars. Full up. Oh yes. Oh yes. Full of dollars.
Dollars.
Everybody thought it was water. But they, as they were passing by, they didn't know that it was dollars. Yes. And I think something happened, and then the man was arrested. What can you do with all this? When the devil takes over your life, all that you are going to get is some small money which will get finished. Satan will dangle money in front of your nose. And you smell it and say, come and get. Today when you go to circle,
and that's all called circle.
There are many young girls.
Your mama
circle in Accra.
Circle in Accra.
You can have sex. It's only 2 cities.
Two cities.
They are available for just 2 cities. For one girl. For some people, they are so, and they will do anything for a small amount of money. You will never see the devil feely like that. But wherever you see people giving up their life and their salvation because of money, you must know that the devil has entered into somebody's heart. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Tonight, God is presenting himself to you. You cannot love God and mammon. You have to choose between God or mammon. When you love anything other than God, you will pay the price for it. Because God is alone on his throne. And there is nothing else than to love God and to serve God. When Jesus came to this world, he came with a heart to obey his Father. And he gave up his life. His life was nothing to him except he was to obey his Father. Some people love so many earthly things so much. In the end, it cost them their soul. When I finished medical school, I went to university for 7 years. When I finished medical school, God called me to serve him. Almost all my mates, classmates, went to America and other places to earn about $50,000 a month.
So $50,000
every month. Yes. God, Satan. Let me not say Satan. The offer for money can take your life away. If I have accepted something like that, it was to give my whole ministry in exchange. For
that.
Oh yes.
Aye.
Oh yes. Aye. Because I'm a doctor, a real doctor. It's not a paper email doctor. A real medical doctor.
Yes.
I could have been doing anything. But when God called me, I have to give up everything and serve him. And I became a pastor of a church in a classroom. All my members fitted into a classroom. The full church. with overflow. Everybody was in that classroom. Not even one of my church members has a car. Oh, yes. So when I decided to serve God, my wife's father and mother, all of them thought I had gone mad. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that everybody has a price. There is an amount they can give to you that will make you change your mind. But I want you to know that a true servant of God, there is no price that can be given to you to buy you from God and from serving God. Tonight, God is revealing what it is like when Satan enters the heart of a Christian. Everything turns to money. Money is the greatest thing. Once they can give you money, you take it. There was a man who was like a hunter in the forest. And one day, he was there when a tiger caught him. More like a leopard that can climb. Yes. And the man shouted. When the animal caught him, he shouted because his son was also a hunter. Save me. And the son rushed out, and the son had a very long knife. So the son managed to catch the leopard tiger, which was holding the man, because the tiger, he couldn't run fast because he was holding the man in the mouth. With the clothes. He was holding the man's clothes. So when the son, who was very fast with a very long knife, came, he caught the tiger or leopard, and then he was about to kill the leopard. He was going to put the knife into the leopard's heart. Then the father who was inside the mouth of the leopard, he told the son, wait. Because if you use the knife to cut the leopard, we cannot sell the skin. It will spoil the leather. So wait, so that we see how to catch it. The man who was inside the mouth of the leopard, he was advising the son, wait, because of money.
Papa no was share se bonu enumu no. Na dwene mi nim de wo, de aye ne nyina ne se se bonu ehonam no se se kan ka. E be sei ne yekoton a enye yi. Etu o ka kire ne ba de se, he. Nyabutre. Adie we sika wo, eni kwan se wo sei no. Ye be fa kwan foforo so metre wo, na wa yi me firi abo anu.
What a shock! And the leopard, lion, leopard, tiger, I don't know which
one.
He saw an opportunity. And he ran with the man. And he took the man up. And ate him. So the man lost his life because of money. Tonight, if Satan has you in his mouth because of money, you may say, oh, wait, let me stay with Satan because of some small cash. What you are going to get. Tonight, God is giving you an opportunity to choose between serving God or serving mammon. Why did Jesus come to this world? Nobody has seen God before. When Jesus came, he told us, if you have seen me, you have seen God. You have seen the Father. He said, no one can come to the Father except he comes to me. Jesus came to show us the way. The way to God. The way to salvation. There is no other name given under heaven by which you can be saved. In Ghana today, many people are religious. Oh yes, we are religious, but don't know Jesus. I used to go to church, but I was not a Christian. Oh yes, I was baptized. I was confirmed. I was singing hymns. But I was not born again. Because you can sing hymns, you will go to hell. You can be baptized, but you go to hell. Because you have to be born again.
If he said, I was here, I was for.
Jesus came to show us the way by his life, by his preaching, by his example. He offers to us salvation, pure salvation through Jesus Christ. And there are people tonight who have an opportunity, and you have in Chebi tonight, we are standing here preaching an opportunity to be saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to take this opportunity? And Jesus wants to save you. Some years ago, I met a man at a golf course. Because I play golf. And that day, I told him, you have to be saved. But he was annoyed. He said, who am I? I don't respect. Why should I tell him that he needs God? He said, do I think that I am better? I said, oh, please. He started shouting. Everybody was looking. He said, who am I? You just get up and you talk. You just say you have to be born. And what do you think you are? And I virtually had to beg him to calm down. About 4 months later, I met him. It was 2nd January.
January 2nd.
At the same place.
It was that.
When I saw him, it occurred to me again that this man, you need to be saved. But I remember the warning that he gave me the last time. So, do you know what I told him? I didn't say anything. I just said, Happy New Year. That's all. And he passed. Another 4 months came to pass. And I had a phone call. Do you know who was calling, not on my phone, through somebody. Because he didn't have my number. It was this man, he was in the hospital. It was in one of the main hospitals in Accra. You know, there are some sicknesses, when you have it, you feel that you can die. And the man, he felt that he can die. And the only pastor that he could think about was the one that he has warned, that who do you think you are to tell me that I should be saved?
Now, so far, with me, kind was happening in my so far. Ojina, you catch that and said, who fish all your wine said, Mimi, yeah, and Kwaji.
When I heard that he was calling me, I was surprised. I said, it's not true.
Now, me taste of Remino, me who dream me, now me can say, and you know, pray.
But I had another call the next day. And another call. He said he wants you. Come to this hospital. Before I could organize, I was deciding whether to go or not, because he has warned me before. So I don't want to go and disturb anybody who doesn't want to know about God. Before I could go, I had another call. He's dead.
Now,
when he was dying, his friend told me, he said, I was standing there. He said, you could see, the man said, look, they are coming for me. They are coming for me. He saw the demons. He said, look, he was moving in the bed. He saw the devils. The Bible says, let me die the death of a righteous man. That is why I came tonight to tell you, how shall we escape if you neglect such a way of salvation? If you miss your chance like Judas, if you miss it, how can you escape if you miss this way of
salvation?
Look at my hand. One day you will hear the words. Do you remember that white man who came to your town and lifted his hand like this? Remember that Obroni who came and lifted his hand like this? He invited you to come to Jesus. Did you listen?
That could better answer me. Say, okay, say, when if you tell me ever hanum be kenya me asam chro.
Tonight, I want to pray with you. Because Satan is trying to get you, but Jesus has sent me to block Satan from entering your life. Jesus Christ,
yes, Christ,
he is a savior and
he
is a healer. Judas saw all the healings and still he lost his salvation. That is why the Bible says the gospel and the word of God, the preaching, is the way of salvation. Through preaching is the power of God coming to you. Preaching. Simple preaching. Tonight, through the preaching of the cross, the power of God, is ready to save you and ready to change your life. Are you ready for Jesus to change your life and to save your life? Everyone standing, please. Every standing. How shall we escape if we neglect such a way of salvation? Tonight, I want to pray with everybody here. It's very important. My prayer is for your soul. For your soul to be saved. What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world? You get all the money, but you lose your soul. Nobody should walk at this time, please. No one should walk, please. Because I'm praying. When I finish, then you can move. Nobody should walk now. If you walk now, it is a sign of disrespect. Tonight, I'm praying with you. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, I want to pray with you right now. How many want Jesus to wash away your sins? And wash all your sins away tonight. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight, and you want to receive the Holy Spirit instead of the devil, then lift up your hand right now, and I'm going to pray with you to receive Jesus and to receive salvation. If you want Jesus, lift your hands like this and pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Oh God, have mercy on me. Oh Jesus, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me for all my sins. Tonight, I confess all my sins. Wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Make me a new person. Change my heart. Everybody say, change my heart. Give me a new heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for changing my heart. Please write my name. Write my name in the book of life. Now everybody say, Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name right now. My name is, please write this name in the book of life. Tonight, I register in the book of life with my name. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Wash me. Lift your two hands. Say, Jesus, wash me. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Forgive me for all my sins. Tonight, I am a child of God. From tonight, I am born again. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your messenger to Chebi to speak to me. I receive you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you have done for me today. Now lift one hand and say this after me. Say, Satan, Satan, in the name of Jesus, reject you. I refuse you. I cast you out of my heart, of my life, forever. In the name of Jesus. Satan, go away. Go out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands. Say, Jesus, thank you for saving me tonight. I believe I am saved. I receive salvation. Jesus, thank you for what you have done in my life. Now wave your two hands like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for helping me, for saving me, for washing me, for changing me. Tonight, I love you and I thank you. I will serve you for the rest of my life in Jesus' name. And everybody give a shout of hallelujah to Jesus.
Jesus, and then Ray, my bow Nancy, whom in my boy, never me bonny chummy. Jesus, and ne me foul, Samira, and my junkwa. Yes, way, and then Ray, me pam will come a bonny, me pam will come a bonny, bonny be a maye, a rade, whom in my boy. Never chame for who much ano for who home. Yes, way. Me pam will come a bonny. Me pam will come a bonny. Bonipia maye. Bonipia maye. A rade. Whom in my paw. Whom in my paw. Never much ano for who much ano for who home. For tell me home. It was yes with him. Yes, way. And then Ray. Famia wodia, famia wodia, famia wodia. Kase yesu e, chire midin, e wan kongo menimu. Chire midin, e wan kongo menimu. Midin de, bo udin. Chire sa edin, e wan kongo menimu. Ene, mi chire midin, e wan kongo menimu. Yes, way. Me di wachi. Me sumo. Me awati ada. Me dawase. Sawa jeme. Me dawase. Suwa humi mobo. Afe ma wansati ya bakusu. Kase ewa jesu din. Wo obonsam. Ene enumrei. Mi chiwenim. Mi kawenim. Me chechireo. Mi tufri mabrabom. Me nyawo diabio, free me cheko, free my brabo muko, ewa jesu dimu, Satan, free me cheko, wo abonsam, minu ni chaka biabio, e free neko, chaka minu wano, e pupu, e say, ewa jesu dimu, Afrika se urade me tawase, se wa suma wakua, ama nabache biha, no adem kwatiye, ense ma brami, Nenam ne so menyan kwajie ewrade me dawase se menya wo foforo afa ma won samienu so eni bukure kro ni na ne himne sa na ka se ewrade me dawase ewrade me si waye himne de ka se ewrade me dawase mi si waye me kanfo se wonam on kwajie so wache me e wonam yesu so. Watch him here. Why will run me home? What tell me home? Why am I up what you from? And then the rain. Me see why yeah. Me come for. Yes way. I said I count it. Next year we can hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All those who pray this important prayer,
It's very important you listen to me. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., there's a very important service here for you called the Power Conference. You need to experience the power of God as a born-again Christian. You are going to be taught the word of God. You are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's a very important foundation for your salvation. And those who are sick will be healed. So tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here,
it's coming on.
After that, you can go to church. God bless you.
It's time for miracles.
I want
us to know that God's power is real. This is a holy moment. No movement, please. How many know that Jesus is a healer? You know, without God, many things cannot be explained. People think that those who believe in the power of God have not been to school. But even if you've been to school and you are part of this life, you will soon see that you need the power of God. And tonight Jesus is here. And he's here to heal and to deliver from every work of the devil. Put your hand wherever your problem is, and Jesus is healing you right now. Father, thank you for many miracles tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you for signs and wonders. Thank you that there is nothing that you cannot do. Your name is Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth me. Tonight, we receive your mighty power and the Holy Spirit moving in our midst. Thank you for your mighty healing power. Let miracles begin to take place right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for power.
Yes.
Every work of the enemy,
yes,
is bound right now. Receive your healing power. Receive it now.
Yes.
Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are the Lord that healeth me tonight. Right now, wherever you are, whatever problem you have, just put your hand there. If it is your knee, put your hand on your knee. No moving around, please. No moving around. If it is your knee, if it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. Whatever the pain is, whatever problem you have, Jesus is healing right now. Father, thank you for your mighty power. Thank you for healing. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for your mighty hand that is at work tonight. Thank you for mighty miracles.
Yes.
Father, thank you for your great presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the power of God. We give you thanks and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Many miracles have taken place. Many people have been healed right now. Whatever problem you have, begin to check yourself. Jesus is doing something. Miracles are taking place. Miracles in Chebi. Jesus is a healing Jesus. His power is real. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for your miracle that is working right now. Thank you. Monda Kabalado, Ramanda Lamanda Limedele. Oh yes. Oh yes. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Malada Kaba. Tomanda Ramandalino. Malong Marina Le Mandale Moleka. Maronda Le Mandala Mandolele. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now lift your hand and thank God. You are the Lord that is healing me. Oh, yes. Mando Kabala, Mando Lambele, Mandele. You are the Lord. Yes. Anybody who is falling down anywhere, falling down or screaming, bring them to me in the front here. The power of God is here. Satan is finished tonight. Matoka la baranda. Now, everybody put your hand on your head. Demons are coming out of people right now. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind your power and I bind your presence. Come out. Come out. Right now. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Be free right now.
Be free
of every demonic power. Every demonic presence. Be healed. It's happening right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, thank you for your mighty power.
Power.
Thank you for the glory of God that is here tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank
now
you,
check yourself wherever you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
If God has, how many have been touched by God tonight? How many can say that God has touched you tonight? God bless you. If God has done something in your life, God has healed you in any way, God has touched you tonight. Lift up your hand and come to the front. Come to me quickly. I want to pray with you again on the stage. God bless you. Quickly, come. Wherever you are. If God has done something for you tonight, God has done something for you tonight. Come quickly, come. Come all the way to the front. I want to pray with you. God bless you. God's power is here tonight. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Wherever you are, you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Wherever you are, God has done a miracle. Many things are taking place. Come to this side. Come to this side. Come from wherever you are. God's power is moving right now. God's power is moving right now in Chebi. Yes. Malora, 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 Malora. Parandala Mandale Mendele. Wherever you are, wherever you are. Mandola Kabala Dale Mane.
Love
Sandele.
the way to the front quickly. Quickly. Have taken place tonight. Wherever you are, God has touched you. Come now. Lift your hand like this. Satan is falling. I said, Satan is falling in your life. Father, thank you for victory over devils, over demon powers right now. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance and healing by the power of God right now. Now thank God. When you go home tonight, tonight is the first night. When you go home tonight, anything that was tormenting you, it will bow to you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. God has touched you. Come. I want to pray with you in the front here.
Sorry, until I am. don't be what Jesus Ebuna Mesaka. I don't be what Jesus Ebuna Mesaka. I don't know me tea. I see Ebuna make it come home. Ebuna me ama dinina. Hey, I don't be what Jesus Ebuna Mesaka. I don't be what Jesus. Emuna mesaka. I don't na metiasi. Emuna muna. Hey, emuna me amadi. Oh, I want.
Doctor, what is happening here?
Evangelist, God is working amazing miracles here in Chebi. This woman, since her infancy, only hears with the left ear. The right ear is totally deaf. She cannot hear through the right ear,
since,
only the left.
Since when?
She was an infant.
Let her tell us. Since when?
I'm a name. Masuno, and I mean, who said, as a masuno, so he to be so and in them, when I'm arguing, but I can hear no crown when I made a buy and
wow,
many as a matias.
And she can hear,
she can hear deaf in the right ear. She can now hear through the right ear.
What a fantastic miracle!
The deaf are hearing tonight.
Doctor, this is a doctor from Kolebu. Tell us. Tell us, is this a miracle?
This is a miracle. There is no way someone who has been deaf from infancy will just hear.
See, infancy is what?
Since she was a little girl. She was a little girl. She has not been able to hear. This is an adult.
Wow.
She only hears with the left ear.
Wow.
And she's telling us when it began as a little girl.
Wow.
And tonight. Tonight she can hear Evangelist.
What was she explaining? She was describing.
Which is interesting. Evangelist, she said she was feeling some itching in the throat. Okay. Which is also very important because there's a connection between the throat and the ear called the Eustachian tube.
Everybody say, hey.
I believe the power of God was working through that tube.
The deaf are hearing.
The deaf are hearing in Chebi. The deaf are hearing in Chebi.
Why don't you give Jesus a mighty
clap?
Wow. God has opened the ears of the
totally deaf.
Totally deaf.
And I demonstrated it.
Listen, we can even close right now because we have seen what was in the Bible. Yes. Because in the days of Jesus, the deaf, which is one of the major problems. You are a doctor. You know that you cannot cure it.
Not at all.
Confess the truth.
I cannot cure it. No surgical. you will need an implant, something to with electrical wires and so on, for you to hear just slightly.
Wow.
But without any implant, without any surgery, without any medical intervention.
From childhood.
From childhood.
It's not that there was wax in her ear last week.
No.
From she was a child.
Deaf. Hearing tonight.
He is a mighty God. Jesus is a mighty God.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young man was a runner in school. There was interhouses, and he ran and was first.
He was first?
Yes. After that was the last time he could run. From then onwards, he can't stand for 2 minutes, evangelist.
He could not what?
He couldn't stand for 2 minutes.
Stand.
Unable to stand for 2 minutes. He says those who go to church know him. That in church, he is always seated. He can't stand for 2 minutes, evangelist. Tonight, when you were praying for him.
Yes.
Let
him. Leave the microphone for her.
From 2000, me two me come to school. Me nine. Me kwa sorry. Me jina kakra. Abro swaye 3 minutes. Ese me transit. Me ye juma kakra kakra. Me be. Me kwa sorry di kakra. Me do bebi kakra kakra na ma ye. And so me buy him. Me fuka na me nine. And so see him. Okay, the influence for me.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Amazing. Yeah, dede, onana, 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 osana, 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 osana.
Look at him. Osana. What, Olivia? What does he want to show us?
I see. I didn't know me. I always me every week. Actually, Anna.
Hey!
Onana, 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 onana.
Thank you, Lord, for your power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God is doing miracles right here in
Jesus. Amazing miracle.
First night.
Evangelist, pain is disappearing to the pain. For 6 years, this lady has been having persistent pain in the ankle because, in her own words, she twisted the ankle. Has been in pain permanently. Tell us.
Is it true?
Yes.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, please. Since 2015, I went out with a friend, and that was all. Since that day, anytime I walk or stand for a while, it just gets swollen.
Swollen?
Yeah.
And painful?
Yes.
Doctor, what is this?
Doctor, dear.
This is likely to be a fusion of the ankle joint, synovitis, or sometimes also ligamentous sprain or tear around the ankle joint. But this is a combination of an inflammation as well as a ligamentous tear or sprain.
Everybody yes. Say, hey!
Wow!
Come on and say, wow!
Wow!
And it causes pain that cannot even be treated by pain medication.
Wow.
But the power of God has done that tonight, evangelist.
Thank you, Lord!
Power of God.
In Jesus' name.
Wunyo maso, wunyo maso, wunyo maso, apa maso.
Somebody is being healed of a breast lump. Somebody is being healed of a breast lump. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Check yourself. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this is a 13-year-old girl but has waist pain in the waist.
Hey.
She couldn't bend. It started about a month ago. Evangelist, whilst you're praying, set all the pain left. There, she's doing it.
Wow. Doctor, what is how old are you?
13. Yes. 13 years.
Oh, remove the mask so that we see your beautiful face. She's feeling shy. Okay.
So furry.
Now the mask has become a cover. It's no more for COVID, things. It's for other
it's
things.
It's not for COVID, it's many things.
Somebody say cover.
Doctor, what is this? Pain in the waist.
In a little girl like
13
this,
years.
This cannot be a degenerative problem. This is likely to be sprain or spasm of the paraspinal muscles. Yes, spasm from inappropriate posture. But God has healed them.
Wow! Many miracles tonight.
Evangelist, this young man, in his own words, he could not walk properly because of pain, rheumatoid pain in the knee. Tell us. And then it's...
Where was the pain?
Knees and small joints.
Doctor, what is this?
Typically rheumatoid arthritis. Yes.
Rheumatoid arthritis. Where the pain is, we know the diagnosis.
Yes. Rheumatoid arthritis. Typically.
This is a good doctor. He's a lecturer. He's actually a teacher.
Yes.
And is the pain gone?
Yes.
When? What happened?
5:31.
When did the pain go tonight? When we pray?
Wow.
Mighty clap of rheumatoid arthritis
disappearing. Evangelist.
This is rheumatoid.
Rheumatoid.
This is not sickle cell.
No.
This is not osteoarthritis. This rheumatoid is a special one.
Yes.
It comes with the big one and the small joints.
Small joints.
Together. So it's different from other forms of arthritis. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What is the cause of this rheumatoid?
Autoimmune conditions.
Autoimmune diseases.
Yes. Okay. It's one of the major autoimmune conditions.
Wow.
Yes.
Autoimmune means that your immunity fights yourself.
Yes.
So your immunity attacks your own joints.
Yeah. And it's difficult to treat it. But the power of God has done that tonight.
Jesus is running a clinic here tonight.
Ah, amazing.
Starting from death. And we are moving. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist, this 11-year-old boy was complaining of stomach ache. It was hurting him, so he told his mother. Mother said, come for the crusade. The evangelist will pray for you. So he believed and came. And he said, after the prayer, it's all gone.
Wow. Tell us, little boy, remove your mask, please.
He can.
What is wrong with you?
What happened to you? Then
I
hear
I'm better now, I see him. And I've heard the album by him, Mom. Me to say me, I'm not. I say, Nyami Yasa.
Wow, it's gone. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Doctor,
God is touching lives. This young girl has had two problems: severe abdominal pain, as well as pain in the right breast. Pain and discomfort in the right breast. She placed her hand there, and the pain she's had in the breast as well as the abdomen is gone. The pain is gone.
Was there a lump in the breast?
She says she's not felt a lump in the breast. I believe that this is likely to be a peripubertal mastodynia. Yes.
I will lift up your name. I will lift up your name.
Hey, young lady. Young lady, are you happy that God has touched you tonight?
Yes.
This is probably fibroadenosis.
Fibroadenosis.
Fibroadenosis of the left breast.
Right.
Healed tonight. Lift up your hand. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, I don't know what's causing this, but the this young girl to her waist. She couldn't bend.
Hey.
I don't know what it was. But immediately after the prayer, Kotuma, she's doing it.
Pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
All right. Another waist pain. Tell us what the diagnosis is.
It's not likely to be spondylitis from the age. So it's a paraspinal muscle spasms. Yes.
Paraspinal muscle spasms.
Yes, there's a major muscle there called the latissimus dorsi muscle, which can go into spasm and cause severe pain in the back.
Everybody say, hey.
Yes.
Come on and say, wow.
Doctor, what is this? She has also been having headaches, which is postural. When she bends her head, there's a lot of pain in the head. Normally, when she bends her head.
Let her tell us.
Please, when I bend my hand down, my head is itching me like you are using something to hit my head.
And what happened to you tonight?
Please, when I was praying, and I saw, and I felt like something is removed from my head.
Something is, the devil is gone out of you. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for many miracles. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she was sleeping in the afternoon, taking an afternoon nap. Then she suddenly woke up and she said she felt she was dying, that she would die. So that thing was on her till she came. And when you were praying, the thing is now lifted.
A spirit of death was on this lady.
Yes, yes.
A spirit of death.
Yes.
Spirit of premature death.
In the name of Jesus.
Spirit of premature death.
In the name of Jesus.
Be delivered. Lift your hands.
Yes.
Satan, your power is finished.
Holy Spirit, cast
it out. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Healing.
Doctor, what is this?
The eyes. Evangelist, this young man, tell us. What was wrong?
The eyes were shaking. Then my chest too as well.
Itching of the eyes.
Please tell us what was wrong with you.
My chest and my eyes and my head.
What was wrong with your eyes?
It shakes.
Shakes?
Yes, please.
How does it shake?
It rotates like that.
Doctor, what is this?
I thought he was talking about itching.
Itching.
It's likely to be venal or viral conjunctivitis. Allergic conjunctivitis can cause this.
Wow.
But the eye, yes, itching.
Has God healed you tonight? Thank you, Lord, for your power in Jesus' name.
Evangelist, he says that sometimes he'll be sleeping and then by the time he wakes up, he's out of the room and outside.
Hey! He's asleep. Then
he's
when
asleep.
He wakes up,
he wakes up. He's outside.
When the sickles come.
Can you give us some volume on this so we cannot hear?
He goes out to farm on his own farm. Before he's So he says that he wants to go to farm and work. Before he knows it, he will be in another person's farm.
He's awake.
This one when he's awake. This one when he's asleep. So when he's asleep, he will wake up, he's outside.
Sometimes this is called somnambulism. Sleeping and being able to walk about, somnambulism. When you walk about in your sleep, this is what he's saying. Or sometimes also absences, which is a typical a type of seizures, can also let you not know when certain events are taking place. Absences.
Wow.
So it's a combination of somnambulism and absences.
Everybody say, hey. Governor say, wow.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I will lift up your name.
Thank you, Lord.
I will
receive
lift up
your healing.
Your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name.
Thank you for your power.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Healing. Touch, Lord, by the blood. Be healed.
Miracle.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
Power.
Thank you. Be healed.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Be healed.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for these ones. Let your power.
Receive your healing now.
Let your power
be healed by the blood. In Jesus' name.
Touch them.
Be loose.
In the name
be healed.
Of Jesus.
Be healed.
Thank you for your power.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive your healing now. Jesus' name.